off, I had nightmares about the thing lying in the mud and slime the Barrowland had become. Chapter 36. Hard Times. One Eye looked gruesome. "It was grim," he said. "Get the chart out, Croaker." I did. He indicated a point. "He's here. And stuck. Looks like he went all the way to the center along Bowman's trail, then got in trouble on his way out. How? I don't understand what's going on here." "I wish you could go in there. A realm of terrible shadows." "Guess I should be glad you can't. You'd try it. What's that crack mean?" "Means you're too curious for your own good, like old Bowman's." "No. Be still." He paused a moment. "Croaker, something that was trapped there, one of the minions of the Taken, was situated near Bowman's path. He was too strong for it. But Raven was an amateur. I think Goblin, Silent, and I together would have trouble with this, and we're more skilled than Raven could be. He underestimated the dangers and overestimated himself. As he was leaving, this thing usurped his position and left him in its place." I frowned, not quite understanding. One Eye explained, "Something used him to keep the balance of the old spells. So he's stuck in a net of old-time sorcery, and it's out here." A sinking feeling. A feeling edging despair. "Out? And you don't know?" "Nothing. The chart indicates nothing. Bowman's must have been contemptuous of the lesser evils. He hasn't marked a dozen. There should have been scores." The literature supported that. "What did he tell you? Were you able to communicate?" "No. He was aware of a presence, but he's in a sinkhole of spells. I couldn't contact him without getting caught myself. There's a small imbalance there, like what went out might have been a hair more than what stayed in. I did try to get close to him. That was why Goblin had to yank me out. I did sense a great fear, not due to his situation, only anger there. I think he got caught only because he was in so big a hurry he didn't pay attention to his surroundings." I got the message. Been to the center and in flight. What lay at the center? "You think whatever got away might try to open the Great Barrow? It might try engineering it." I had a brainstorm. "Why not sneak Darling out here? She could..." One Eye gave me a don't be stupid look. "Right. Raven was the least of the things a Null would loose." "The big guy would love that," Goblin chided. "Purely love it." "There's nothing we can do for Raven here," One Eye said. "Someday we might find a wizard who can. Till then," he shrugged, "better make a pact of silence. Darling might forget her mission if she finds out." "Agreed," I said. "Then, but..." "But what?" "I've been thinking about that, Darling and Raven. There's something there we don't see, I think. I mean, considering the way he always was, why did he cut out and come here? On the face of it, to sneak around the lady and her gang. But why would he leave Darling?